Hello, I'm Maria Martinez, one of the co-authors of The Broken Rung and a senior partner at McKinsey & Company in Madrid. I have led diversity research in Spain, in Europe, and globally, and I am passionate about supporting women in their career aspirations.
And I'm Lorena Yi, one of Maria's co-authors and a senior partner at McKinsey in San Francisco. I've spent the last decade leading our research on women and thinking about what are the solutions that help women achieve their full potential in the workplace.
Together with our co-author and fellow McKinsey senior partner, Kwailin Ellingroth, we authored this book to help women maximize their career potential, starting with step one, overcoming the broken rung at the bottom of the career ladder. We're excited to share with you five insights today from the book, which combines hard data with inspiring lessons from over 50 women leaders around the world. This is the book we would have loved to have when we started our career and throughout, because it also brings insights that can help women just maximize their career potential over time.
Insight number one, the glass ceiling meets the broken rung. Most of us are familiar with this notion of a glass ceiling. That's this idea that there is a glass barrier that sits at the top of the corporate ladder, preventing women from becoming senior executives, reporting to the CEO or the CEO herself. And this is a real barrier that we have been working through. Over the last 30 years, women have gone from representing up to 5% of that upper echelon of executive leadership to now almost 30%. We saw in the last year that women were 29% of Fortune 1000 companies at that top tier. And you know, we've seen more and more women become CEOs. Whilst that's progress, certainly it's not parity. And whilst we've been focused on cracking that important glass ceiling, we also need to pay attention to something called the broken rung. And arguably, the broken rung is the biggest barrier to seeing the type of parity we hope for women in the workplace. The broken rung is that first step on the career ladder. And why is it broken? Because we know that when women and men enter the workforce and they have that starting position, when we look at the first promotion out of the gates, their odds of advancement are lower. And that is to say, for every 100 men who receive that first opportunity to become a manager, only 81 women see that same opportunity. And this broken rung effect is even worse for women of color, where we see that delta between 100 men promoted to 54 Black women. This gap has been absolutely stubborn over the last decade. And the challenge is that's where you have the most women entering the workforce. We have 48% of entering workforce in the United States, for example, are women. And so that very first step down, that compounds as women try and advance. And by no surprise, there are very few women at the top even able to touch that glass ceiling.
Insight number two. The remedy to the broken rung is experience capital. How can women overcome the broken rung? Our research shows that the key is to build experience capital. And what is experience capital? It is the knowledge, the skills, attributes, and experiences that we collect on the job. There is no limit to the amount of experience capital you can accumulate over the course of our career, and there are many ways to continue building it. But why is this important? On average, globally, about 50% of our lifetime earning potential comes from the skills we bring to the table from completing our education. The other 50% comes from our experience capital. And while women achieve that educational entry point at par or ahead of their male peers, like Lorena was mentioning before, they really build experience capital more slowly. And that undermines their ability to maximize their career potential and their lifetime earnings. And by the way, it is not that women are less ambitious than men, because 81% of men and women say they're interested in being promoted to the next level. Rather, women have fewer opportunities to make bold moves or develop new skills on the job. And they face also unique challenges that drive different decision-making than men in their career. Insight number three, join the Power Ally to accelerate your experience capital. Roles that have line responsibility, that is, leadership roles and roles with profit and loss responsibilities, open up opportunities to build experience capital more quickly. Those who start in line roles typically earn more than support roles, hold more power, and have greater responsibilities and opportunities to advance. They also have more chances to shift into staff roles later. On the other side, staff employees have fewer opportunities to explore line roles, the other way around. And we see this play out in the data. Only 1 out of 10 P&L leaders are women, and that totally impacts their advancement to the C-suite. We know women now make up 29% of the overall C-suite in the US, but they are much more likely to be leading support functions such as HR or legal. This is one of the reasons why the true top is still not diverse. In 2023, women made up just 10% of Fortune 500 CEOs, 9% of the FTSE CEOs, and barely above 5% of the CEOs of global indexes. To position yourself for a Power Ally role, be strategic. One, define the specific role you're aiming for. Two, identify the key competencies required for that role. Three, build a game plan to gain those skills and to gain those experiences. Four, activate your network to support you and ask for help. The path to a Power Ally isn't always straightforward. Take Amy Weaver, that's one of our wonderful stories. Amy grew up in a family of lawyers and joined a corporate law firm after graduation. While on the verge of making partner and following the tradition of her family, she felt something was missing in her work, and she decided to take a leap and accepted an in-house role at Expedia, which brought her new responsibilities and hands-on technology experience, which was a sector she wanted to explore. The skills she built there ultimately led her to the C-suite at Salesforce when it was starting, where she owned critical decisions as chief legal officer, and she ultimately became the Salesforce CFO. While it was unorthodox for the head of legal to become the head of finance, the diverse skill set and strong support network that Amy had built throughout her career positioned her super well for a challenging role with enormous impact.
Insight number four, everyone needs to be a technologist. Technology today is a core piece of everybody's work, making it increasingly important that you advance with tech skills by your side. Generative AI is one very exciting example today, but quite frankly, automation and technology has been reshaping the way that work gets done for decades, and we've seen that employers know how important technology skills are for advancing careers. In fact, we know that 44% of worker skills could be disrupted by technology over the next 5 years. Turning that into a positive, how can women not get disruptive, but actually advance their careers through understanding the skills that will make them more competitive in the workplace? Line themselves up for the jobs of the future or help them do their current job even better. This trend is an opportunity for women who are often underrepresented in tech roles and certainly in education. This is a chance for women to build their experience capital and be experts of technology. AI, digital programming, analytics, tech design, UX, research, these are all examples of types of skills and capabilities that help women from all career backgrounds advance their opportunities. Take, for example, Karlie Kloss. You may know her as a supermodel on the cover of Vogue, but what you may not know is as a child, Karlie was passionate about math and science. But her life certainly took a surprising and positive turn when she was scouted out by a modeling agency. And while she built a very successful career at a young age, she was inspired by meeting these business entrepreneurs and leaders. And one of the common things all of them had in their education background was coding. Not deterred by not having that in her formal education, in 2015, she signed up for a coding bootcamp and found that her new tech skills allowed her to expand her career. She then decided to pay it forward and founded Code with Klossy, a nonprofit that now supports women and girls to gain those important coding skills, with nearly 10,000 girls having graduated from this program. So what does this mean for you? It means that whether you are able to get those tech skills in your formal education or whether you get it on the job as experience capital, it's a critical component of your future. A simple idea is that you can set aside 10% of your work week, 4 or 5 hours, to invest in your own technology skills through things like online courses or just even tinkering and playing with the technology or working with your peers in your organization to understand how these technologies can shape your roles and opportunities. Insight number 5, entrepreneurship is a skill, not a profession. When we hear the word entrepreneur, most of us imagine someone who has struck out on their own, got a little bit of seed capital, and founded a company. While, of course, this is one very visible form of entrepreneurship and a great one, it is not the only entrepreneurship that we see in the workplace. When we think of entrepreneurship as a set of skills that everybody needs, and at every role, every tenure, every function, these skills will help you. It reframes how we incorporate them into our work. Think about skills like courage, risk-taking, driving change and innovation, having energy and optimism, breaking orthodoxies. These are some of the markers of entrepreneurship. And whilst these are required in great measure for a founder, regardless of your role and title, these are critical for advancing your career. Within an existing organization, entrepreneurship can look like taking initiative, starting a new project, bringing a new idea, finding new arenas of impact, creating new methodologies to conquer existing problems. These are all examples, and what it looks like is becoming self-directed, independent, becoming a leader in your business. And since it is not measurable or directly tied to education, your formal education in college or graduate school, entrepreneurship is a skill that's almost considered a soft skill, but it actually has hard value, and it is in such great demand in our future. Like many soft skills that may be underplayed, entrepreneurship is so important to master, and we still need people who will identify opportunities, help make their organizations better, and become our future leaders. And become that CEO, whether they founded the company or made it so much better. So at an early stage or a late stage, how do you look for opportunities to strengthen your entrepreneurial toolkit, build your foresight, identify opportunities, and systematically deliver against those opportunities to drive more impact in your organization, be it people that you invest in, be it profitability you bring to your company? How do you lead that way?
Thank you for listening. We wrote this book from the heart, and we're thrilled to bring it to as many women as we can worldwide.
We hope that you will take something personal away from this book and from these practical lessons to advance your own career and help others create more opportunities to fix that broken rung.